In most of the United States, whoever owns the daily newspaper cannot also own a television or radio station in the same market. That may soon change. The Federal Communications Commission is considering whether to revise or eliminate a 25-year-old rule barring cross-ownership of local TV stations and newspapers. Ownership caps in radio, TV, and cable already have been relaxed or are under pressure. Critics are concerned a change in this rule will lead to further media consolidation. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
Richard Wiley chaired the Federal Communications Commission back in 1975 when the ban on newspaper television cross-ownership was put in place.
The Wall Street Journal had an article about Bluefield, West Virginia, where one guy owned the newspaper, the only newspaper, the only television, or only radio station, and the only cable system, as a matter of fact, was developing, the whole deal.
No longer. 25 years ago, Bluefield and perhaps a dozen similar monopolies were broken up and future local joint ownership largely forbidden. But some 40 newspaper broadcast combinations were allowed to continue because they had other local competition. More recently, media companies have bought TV stations and newspapers in the same town, anticipating the rule will be lifted before license renewal time. Newspapers say it will help them stay solvent. Tom Callanan edits the Arizona Republic.
Newspapers are seeing an erosion of their classified to the internet and other areas. And I think for us, it's just a way to provide our coverage to more people.
Media chain Gannett bought the dominant Phoenix paper about a year ago and started exploring ways for it to share resources with another Gannett property, local NBC affiliate KPNX. Callanan says the biggest successes have been joint special reports on topics like asthma and potentially dangerous Arizona monsoons. The TV news promotes the newspaper's pullout section and vice versa, and their joint internet site, azcentral.com, has interactive graphics and chat sessions with experts. Callanan says combining efforts has led to some increased sales and, he believes, better news.
We have the expertise of the television station, the added reach. They have access to our archives. They've got access to our expertise. The Arizona Republic and KPNX and AZ Central are providing a better quality and coverage of local news.
Farther south in Dallas, media chain Belo owns the major paper and a local TV station. Scripps has a similar combination in Cincinnati. Rupert Murdoch owns two TV stations and the Post newspaper in New York. Here's what joint ownership in Hartford, Connecticut sounds like.
A Connecticut native and world-renowned chef is doing his part to help the disaster relief effort.
Anchors on Hartford's Fox affiliate regularly promote what's coming up in their sister paper, Hartford's Only Daily. Tonight, it's the chef story and a piece about advertisements littering the Appalachian Trail.
You'll see those stories in Saturday's Hartford Current and on ctnow.com.
The Current, Hartford's Fox affiliate, and WB affiliate, which airs part of the Fox newscast, are all owned by the Tribune Company. Tribune has TV paper combinations in New York, Orlando, and Los Angeles as well. In its hometown, Chicago, Tribune owns the dominant paper, a local cable news network, and news radio station WGN. P.J. Bednarski used to write for Tribune rival, the Chicago Sun-Times. He remembers the radio DJ would seem to subtly edit the morning headlines.
If it was a story that was in the Tribune, the guy would say, well, there's a story in today's Tribune that says. But if it was a story that was in the Sun-Times that he was ripping off, it was a story in the morning paper. We always had that feeling that they could close us in the day if they cared to, just by the force of their advertising power, their marketing power.
The FCC will be considering how much a broadcast newspaper combination can dominate the advertising market by promoting cross-media deals. But for Sissy Baker, Tribune Broadcasting's bureau chief in Washington, D.C., working with the newspaper is all about sharing information and resources and thus saving time and money. She works in a newsroom that's also home to various Tribune newspaper, broadcast, and web personnel. Baker says the rule prohibiting newspaper TV cross-ownership in one market is simply out of date.
It's medieval. It comes back to the days when there were two or three stations in a market. And I grew up in Knoxville, Tennessee, and we had two television stations and two newspapers. And if it went down to one newspaper and they owned the TV station, then you truly have a monopoly. But that just doesn't exist anymore. You know, with cable and direct satellite transmissions. It just doesn't happen anymore.
FCC Chairman Michael Powell leans toward that argument and suggests the rule may be particularly outdated in the country's biggest markets. But those who want to keep the rule say the idea is not just to avoid monopolies, but to make sure it's possible to readily hear as many diverse and antagonistic viewpoints as possible, especially about local issues. University of Maryland Professor of Media Economics Douglas Gomery.
The new services in news, MSNBC, CNN, etc., they're national services. They don't do local stories. We have some local cable CNN equivalents, News Channel 8 in this market, New York 1 in New York, but that actually only exists down to about market 20. There are 220 markets, so that leaves the other 200 kind of left out.
Gomery says even local internet sites simply can't set or dominate one city's agenda the way a local paper or TV station can. That rings true for media critic Dave Berkman. He lives in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, where the Journal Communications Company owns the daily paper, a TV station, a news radio station, and regional weekly papers. Berkman says all those outlets came in handy during a debate over whether to build a new baseball stadium.
You have a president of Journal Communications registered as chief lobbyist with the legislature for pushing the public funding through, and all of these stations, as well as what we saw in the pages of the Journal, all lined up in lockstep promoting it. There simply was no other side.
The Milwaukee Journal did report on its president's lobbying efforts, at least after the contentious stadium was approved. FCC Chair Powell wants an empirical evaluation of how news is covered in cross-ownership situations. But former FCC General Counsel Henry Geller says the government shouldn't regulate based on editorial decisions.
If you look to see what have they done, what position did they take on this issue, how did they edit on this issue locally, that's a terrible thing to look at. That's for political scientists. The government can't look at that and make a judgment. The only thing you can do is structural.
In small Greenville, Michigan, one company owns both the local paper and the only radio station that reads local news. One longtime resident says philosophically he doesn't like it. But in reality, he trusts the people at the helm. Emily Harris, NPR News, Washington.